You may have seen the ads and mailers around town or on Facebook, either for or against the proposed sugar-sweetened beverage tax. But what is it? The proposed tax would be applied to sugar-sweetened beverages in Bethel. The proposal would add a 1 cent per ounce tax to soda pop and other sugar-sweetened beverages. Funds generated from the tax would be applied to specific projects sponsored by Bethel's Parks, Recreation, Aquatic Health, and Safety Center Committee. Like a new community gym, fortified boardwalks, or better-tasting city water. In Tuesday night's meeting, proponents and opponents came out in droves to share their thoughts on the matter. Proponents of the tax underscore that it's an excise tax rather than a sales tax, meaning that distributors of the beverages don't have to pass the tax along to their retailers and consumers. Opponents say it's naive to think that a business would absorb the fiscal burden of the tax without charging customers more. Those advocating for the tax also say that they want it to discourage people from purchasing sugar-sweetened beverages. They cite soda pop as a leading cause of disproportionately high ill health effects in the YK Delta, including diabetes and extending to severe dental issues. Former Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation dentist Mark Reynolds, who is for the tax, provided City Clerk Lori Strickler with the following written testimony on the rates of tooth decay caused by sugar in the YK Delta.
Children in the YK Delta consume about 16 times the average amount of sugar and have about 14 times the amount of tooth decay. In 2015, I removed 435 teeth at YKHD. In 2016, I removed 470 teeth. In comparison, in 6 months' time working in Fairbanks, I removed 103 teeth. On average, I remove more than two times as many teeth at YKHD than I do here.
But Bethel resident Anna Hoffman, who opposes the tax, says the picture of poor dental health in the YK Delta is caused by more complicated factors than just sugary drinks.
There are other contributing factors that should be considered as well. Having access to dental care is a critical factor. For decades, getting a dental appointment in Bethel was like winning the lottery.
And Hoffman says that's not the only preventative health service lacking in many area villages.
In the villages, preventative dental care is virtually non-existent. Another important factor is that many people still drink rainwater or melted ice here, while other Americans have easy access to fluoridated municipal water. The ADA states fluoride in the drinking water helps to prevent 25% of tooth decay.
Bethel residents do have access to fluoridated water, although in some subdivisions, older infrastructure causes piped water to run brown, and people complain that it tastes, well, off. Some say that the poor-tasting water causes people to choose pop cans instead. Proponents of the tax are glad the funds would go towards a community gym, but opponents say the city is overtaxed already. Some opponents of the proposed tax want it to go to public vote, like Cesare Machinsky.
I'm strongly against that ordinance. Let the people decide it, would they want it or not. Why we no wait and put on the ballots on that?
This is the third time the tax has been on City Council's agenda in some form over the past year. Last time it was up for discussion back in December, council members recommended that the Parks Committee rethink some aspects of the proposed tax. In last night's meeting, the Parks Committee brought forth 5 suggested amendments to clarify and change the tax. 3 of those amendments were ultimately adopted into the proposal, including an amendment that clarifies what constitutes a sugar-sweetened beverage, one that sets the tax for powdered drinks at 0.0025 cents per ounce of product, and an amendment that adds statements that specify why the council would adopt this ordinance. During discussion, members tended to voice opposition to the tax, even though they adopted several of the recommended amendments. Councilmember Alyssa Leary clarified her position on passing the amendments.
Even though I'm not supportive of this ordinance as a whole, but I don't have control over how everyone else is going to vote. So if this might go forward, I think we need to make it the best we can.
Councilmember Leary also said she would much rather this be voted on by the public.
I would really like to see this go to a vote. That is ultimately what I would like to see. Even if the 7 of us agreed, I still don't think that's right. So I would like this to go to a vote of the public, not the council.
Legally speaking, a public vote would complicate the current structure of the ordinance. City Attorney Libby Bacalar says a sales tax requires a public vote, but an excise tax doesn't.
The Supreme Court held specifically that this statute does not include excise taxes. So I would strongly advise presenting an excise tax to the voters. However, if this were restructured as a sales tax, then it would have to go to the voters. So that would be my advice.
At the end of the discussion, the council took the recommendation of City Clerk Lori Strickler to table the public hearing and reintroduce the now significantly amended ordinance in the next regular meeting on April 27th. Clerk Strickler has said she expects the rewritten proposal to be available on the City of Bethel's website by April 22nd. In Bethel, I'm Olivia Eberts.